Lydia Mendoza's unique musical career spans most of the entire course of the 20th century. She recorded her first song in a San Antonio hotel room in 1928. More than 70 years and 1,000 songs later, her legacy is as wide and deep as the Rio Grande Valley.
That's President Bill Clinton honoring La Alondra de la Frontera with the National Medal of Arts in September 1999. Lydia Mendoza, the Lark of the Border, would have turned 103 on May 31st. She was honored the day after her birthday with a historical marker at her gravesite at San Fernando Catholic Cemetery No. 2 in San Antonio. Her powerful voice and unconventionally tuned 12-string guitar struck a chord with her audience, whether she was singing in the fields or in plazas or performing on the radio. Hector Saldana is curator of the Texas Music Collection at the Whitliff Collections at Texas State University in San Marcos. He calls Mendoza a pioneer.
In truth, I think if you look at her with her 12-string guitar, she's really closer to the blues of, say, Lead Belly or Robert Johnson. I mean, she's singing about everyday life, and she's doing it on her own. And I think that in a certain way, she represented a different ideal that's going on in Mexican-American life that's not often talked about, especially with music. We tend to think of it as only festive. Her songs were heartbreaking, intense, emotional. And I always go back to something that Flaco Jimenez told me when he heard her as a little boy. He said it was like listening to the stars fall out of the sky.
Mendoza's first hit was 1934's Mal Hombre, Bad Man.
Era y una chiquilla todavía cuando tú casualmente me encontraste.
As Saldana said, it's intense, emotional.
De mi honra el perfume me llevaste.
Mendoza's musical artistry was lost, though, on her grandchildren. To them, she was just grandma. Grandma who sang and sometimes had gigs.
All her birthday parties, oh my goodness, those were fun. And it was always otra canción, everybody just loved her. But to us, she was our mama.
We look forward to her breakfasts and dinners, and she took care of us just like any grandmother would. Her gigs that she would perform were just, grandma's performing tonight. Oh, okay, let's go see her. Then realize, wow, she really is somebody more than just grandma.
Those are two of several grandchildren who came to honor their grandma at the cemetery, Jessica Davila and Roland Hernandez. 80-year-old Beatriz Llamas is known as La Paloma del Norte. She's one of the last two surviving members of Las Tesoros de San Antonio, a quartet of San Antonio singers whose careers spanned decades. She came to the cemetery to pay respect to her mentor, Lydia Mendoza.
Always, if she goes sing, she put two beers. ¿Cómo se dice? El release.
Oh, in the suitcase.
In the suitcase. And then before she sings,
Llamas makes a swigging motion with her arms. She says it didn't matter if the beer was warm. Llamas said of her friend that she sang with emotion, love, and she made the guitar talk.
Muy, muy linda, compañera. Muy linda.
Mendoza was honored with several awards throughout her long career. Of course, there was the 1999 Medal of Arts. She's also been inducted in the Texas Women's Hall of Fame and the Tejano Music and Conjunto Music Halls of Fame. Mendoza was honored with a forever stamp in 2013. Rudy Gutierrez applied for Mendoza's historical marker in 2015. Gutierrez's late father, composer and record producer Salomé Gutierrez, was friends with Mendoza for 60 years. Gutierrez says the marker honors the musical legacy of a woman who continues to pay it forward.
Before there was a Selena and a Laura Canales, she is the first superstar of Tex-Mex music, Tejano music. She paved the career for all women that came after her in music, Spanish language music.
La Alondra still sings. I'm Norma Martinez.
Era una chiquilla todavía cuando tu casa.